Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen coming up this hour. You know, we often talk about the cold's effect on your car with so many of you commuting this morning, but it has a direct effect on your car with the heat. And we'll check in with AAA's Jim Garrity in our next half hour. That said, Paul, a lot of things in motion right now, including President Trump getting ready to get on Air Force One to head to the Netherlands for the NATO summit.
And at the White House on his way to the helicopter, Marine One, the president said that both Israel and Iran have violated the ceasefire he announced last night. And he's quite angry from the comments that I'm seeing here. We're waiting for the audio to be available from the network, and we'll be bringing it along as soon as we get it.
But he clearly was upset.
Yeah.
Where he dropped a expletive at the end of his conversation, and we'll get you the details. But President Trump is headed to that NATO summit they are hosting in the Netherlands for the next 2 days. You can imagine how critical and important those conversations will be on many fronts, including Ukraine and Russia. That said, from CBS, on the border with Iran in Iraq is Holly Williams. First, you'll hear our defense secretary.
Iran's nuclear ambitions have been obliterated.
Despite the triumphal tone in Washington, Iran's state media claims that stockpiles of uranium were transferred away from Iranian nuclear sites before the U.S. strikes. We cannot independently verify that. But now Iran's responded with strikes.
Thank you very much.
President Trump hopes that Iran will agree to give up its nuclear program.
There will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days. Remember, there are many targets left.
But the Iranian regime, some Iranians, and Iran's rivals here in the Middle East may view that concession as a humiliation.
Is it possible that Iran will capitulate and completely give up its nuclear program?
I don't think it can. The Iranian regime will prioritize regime survival over everything else.
Dr. H.A. Hellier is an expert in Middle Eastern security.
Is it possible that Iran thinks we need to double down? These attacks show that we absolutely need a nuclear weapon to protect ourselves.
First, I think that they've already smuggled out as much as they can from the sites, and I fully expect the regime to game out some sort of plan so that they do have nuclear capacity in the future.
That's the other possibility, that Israel's attack and American airstrikes only increase the motivation for Iran's government to produce nuclear weapons. Holly Williams, CBS News, Erbil in northern Iraq.
And retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland was on with Marty Griffin yesterday, but he really summed up what he thought the situation was in Iran with, you talk about a splintered military and government.
I agree with that comment. Jeff McCausland was asked about the state of things leadership-wise in Iran, and here's what he said.
You have various groups who have the power to conduct military operations. You have the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. You have the Quds force. You have the military. And now that the Israelis have killed a large number of senior military leaders, have we fragmented that Iranian leadership to the point that these various groups now perceive themselves as being able to operate as independent actors? So could any one of them decide independently that they're going to continue to conduct attacks?
And I would say, too, Larry, that Holly Williams' report leaves out the fact that Iran is on record as wanting to wipe Israel off the map. And that's why they want a nuclear weapon. I don't think they're looking for a nuclear weapon for defensive purposes, as she suggests.
No.
Yeah.
Which is insanity, because they're in the proximity of the two countries. it's absolute insanity anyway.
I mean, can you imagine, let us assume for one moment that the absolute unthinkable thing of a nuclear blast in Tel Aviv and what the result of that would be across the Mideast, just in terms of the fallout and the destruction.
And they've been calling for death to America for decades, 40 years, yeah. actually,
yeah.
and have helped perpetrate many Americans being killed around the world on many fronts by fueling the terrorism groups that have, carried out this destruction.
I cannot imagine what it must be like to be a civilian living in Israel or Iran right now with this ongoing hostility. And you know, we had 4 people killed in Israel and a bunch of people wounded in a missile attack from Iran. And there's no telling what's been going on in Iran. Honestly, Larry, we don't know because we don't have any Western reporters there that I'm aware of. How are we going to find out what's actually going on? They're going to tell us what they want us to know.
I'm looking at a live video of Air Force One moving on the tarmac. So
he's on his way to, what is it, The Hague?
The Hague, yeah. And the Netherlands. 2 days of a NATO summit. Very important and tenuous times. We'll keep you posted on the latest, including hear what the president had to say as he left the White House. It's with you wherever you go. That's AUDACY. And we'll keep you posted on breaking news, weather information, and crystal clear digital audio. And listen for our Drive at 5 top stories of the day, driving the news every weekday afternoon at 5, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. We're going to keep you posted on the breaking news out of Israel and Iran and now Washington. The president and Air Force One have just lifted off, headed to the NATO summit in the Netherlands. And with more on the ceasefire, CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
In the statement, Israel confirmed it has agreed to President Trump's proposal for a bilateral ceasefire. But it also said Israel will respond forcefully to any violation. And just a short time ago, the IDF said it detected another round of Iranian missiles it's working to intercept. So the ceasefire may already be put to the test.
Sirens and smoke trails over Israeli skies this morning after a deadly Iranian missile barrage. Iranian state TV signaled those may be the last of the country's strikes after President Donald Trump announced a, quote, complete and total ceasefire between the two nations on social media last night. According to the president, Iran would cease strikes by around midnight Eastern time Tuesday, while Israel would end strikes at noon Eastern time. Then, by around midnight tonight, President Trump said, quote, the war will be considered ended. The White House says President Trump discussed a deal directly with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, while other top administration officials, including Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio, communicated with Iran. Iran's foreign minister initially seemed noncommittal to the proposal, posting on X, there is no agreement, and that a final decision on the cessation of our military operations will be made later, though he followed that up with claims that his country continued its aggression until the last minute, indicating a possible stop in strikes around 4 a.m. local time. Monday, Iran launched counterstrikes targeting a U.S. airbase in Qatar, retaliation for U.S. strikes on 3 Iranian nuclear facilities over the weekend. President Trump says Iran gave early notice in advance and that there were no deaths or injuries.
Democrats and some Republicans have criticized President Trump's use of force over the weekend and proposed resolutions to limit his war powers. But last night, the House Speaker said those may be a moot point with a ceasefire now tentatively in place.
CBS is Bradley Blackburn, so we will keep you posted. Every Tuesday at this time, we welcome another medical professional from Independence Health System Expert Care here and today. Dr. John Nicasio, who is located out of the square in Norwin. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. First and foremost, heat is an issue, and I know you deal with a lot of people. This is a crazy number to me. Over 40% of U.S. adults are affected by obesity, as you well know, and that's exacerbated when the heat is on, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. This week has been brutal for most people, I'd have to say.
So what are the guidelines? Obesity, it's so common. I'm not going to say that people take it for granted. I think people are constantly trying to fight the battle. Let's start with, what is BMI?
Yeah, so your BMI, it's a general measurement based on your height, your weight. We also look at waist size. And what it is a general measurement we can use to kind of generalize your overall physical well-being, essentially. Now, when we use your BMI, we kind of break it down into categories: you're normal, you're overweight, you're obese, and then it goes on from there. So it's how we understand the patient as a whole when it comes to physicality, essentially, in the most basic term.
Yeah, so you should set a baseline if you're really trying to make an effort, you know, to hold the line or trim the line. You have to do that first. And then there are five key strategies you present to manage obesity.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are very different ways to do it. A lot of providers do it differently. However, we try to standardize everything when we treat our patients. And given that, there are five kind of points that we like to kind of begin with, whether we're talking it through with the patient. We'd like to start the conversation, you know, what's going on in your life, what matters to you. I mean, food is a huge portion of our culture. So getting together for holidays and everything is very important for people. Eating is very important. So we like to understand how important that is to our patients. And the second one, it would be food choices. You know, what do you like to eat? What would make the diet or weight loss management a little bit easier, whether it's low carb, plant-based, Mediterranean, smaller portions? And then we get into moving your body or the physical exercise. Does this mean hitting the gym every day? Is it walking, gardening, dancing? Any physical activity you do burns calories. Then if things aren't working the way we would like to, we can start considering medications. And I'm sure you've heard of the GLP-1, like Wegovy or Ozempic. Those are the biggest weight loss medication craze right now. And then if all else fails and we're still struggling, we then discuss the possibility of surgery.
And that would be, you know, the least likely choice to get to that point. What is the baseline for bariatric surgery?
Depending on who you're listening to, if it's the American Society of Metabolic and Bariatric Surgery or the American Association of Clinical Endocrinology, or even the American College of Cardiology, I mean, we look at the BMI of being at the very least equal or greater than 35. And the other societies, they like a BMI of 40. And it's usually a long trial of the diet, exercise, and even weight loss medication. Some patients just struggle.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
And that is the route that they like to choose. I, on the other hand, like to be a little bit more conservative. I will work with my patients as long as possible to prevent surgery. I'm not a provider who, you know, likes to recommend surgery for my patients, so I try to help them as much as possible.
And that said, Doc, I know it's frustrating for a lot of people who have tried multiple different ways. Some of the drugs, as the ones you mentioned, are having great success, but losing a little can help a lot.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And what we usually try to strive for at the very minimum is at least 5 to 10% of the starting body weight or BMI is a really good starting point. A lot of patients just get very overwhelmed, and we like to take it as small increments, even if it takes a while. If you're making progress, you're doing a fantastic job.
And we encourage people to reach out for more information. Dr. John Acasio at the Square at Norwin, part of the Independence Health System, expert care here. Doc, thanks for your time this morning. Stay cool.
Yeah, absolutely. You too. Thanks for having me.
You got it. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville, Ellie Popovich. What's going on?
Larry, the outbound side of the Parkway East coming from the city side is very heavy and slow from Saline Street into Squirrel Hill Tunnel due to that right lane restriction from the tunnel to Edgewood-Swissville. The inbound buildup start at Greensburg Pike, and it is heavy but steady moving into the tunnel. Over on the Parkway West inbound, that stacks for you as you approach Green Tree Hill. Over on Route 28, there are slowdowns as you approach the Aetna Bypass, and then again nearing the 40th Street Bridge and 31st Street Bridges. Over on the Parkway North, that's moving right along, but no HOV lane access this morning, and a minor delay as you approach the East Street Valley. My next AAA traffic on the fives at 7:35. I'm Ellie Popovich on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK.
Thanks, Ellie. 95 today. If we hit that, we'll set a record. Stray thunderstorms possible this afternoon, and still in the upper 70s. We're going to push 80 here. What do you have, the updated temperature, Paul? Is what
76 now, and we have a heat index now. The real feel 77.
Yeah, we're going to go triple digits on the real feel, I think, yep. Later on this afternoon.
Easily, yep.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, anchorman Paul Rasmussen. In just a moment, we're going to check in with AAA's Jim Garrity about the effect of the heat on your car, since so many of you are in them right now. But first, moments ago, Air Force One lifted off from Andrews Air Force Base, headed to the Netherlands. The NATO summit, two-day summit, begins today at The Hague.
And President Trump, Larry, commented on the evolving situation in the Mideast between Israel and Iran as he was leaving. Reporters were asking about the ceasefire he announced last night and then its apparent breakdown.
But reports coming from the region suggest that the sides accuse each other for violating the ceasefire. So
I think
what
they both
your...
violated it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they did it intentionally. They couldn't rein people back. I don't like the fact that Israel went out this morning at all, and I'm going to see if I can stop it. So as soon as I get away from you, I'm going to see if I can stop it. Okay.
And then he went on to make several other comments, but one of them that is very compelling, Larry, is the comment that he made at the very end of this. See if I can find it quickly here.
He's very angry.
Here we go. Here's the last comment he made.
We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
I've never heard a president nope. speak in this way before. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure they do behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
He's on his way to the Netherlands, and we'll continue to bring you the updates. Thank you, Paul.
You got it.
Right to the minute. Now we welcome from AAA our friend Jim Garrity, who used to be actually part of our team. Then he was freed and found a real job. Hey, Jim, how you doing this morning?
That's one way of looking at it.
No, we'd love to have you. We miss you, but we're glad we still have this contact through AAA. We have this great partnership over the many, many years here at KDK. But I was talking to Aaron, our producer, yesterday. I said, Aaron, we always talk about the effects of the cold extremes on our cars, but we rarely mention the extreme conditions of heat on your cars, and there is a direct effect, right?
Yes. And actually, Larry, you know, cars, of course, they're built to work in any kinds of extremes, but when you put them in those extremes, that's going to put them to their test, and that's where you're going to see brakes that, you know, maybe have just been waiting for that one last final straw, especially when it comes to your battery. Batteries, they break down over time. And I think a lot of people think about dead batteries and they probably think of winter time.
Right.
Well, and in reality, summertime is, you know, we see just as many calls for dead batteries as any time of the year. It's among the top calls we get. And it's actually the sun that's doing the most damage to the battery. And then, you know, those really cold winter mornings tend to just kind of be the nail in the coffin. So, yeah, we get, you know, AAA, we're getting just as many dead battery calls as any other time of the year.
I am surprised by that. I really am. But under the conditions, and one of the things I noticed yesterday, just getting in the car that was parked in the parking lot in the sun, man, it felt like it was burning just to sit down.
Yeah, it really, it's you know, when you have heat waves like this, you got to take some extra precautions. I mean, obviously, if you can get out of the sun, that's going to be best. But, you know, like in a garage or in a parking, like a public parking space of some kind that's covered, that's going to be best just to get rid of that heat. But yeah, otherwise, you're going to have to find some way to make it bearable to get in your car, because what's illegal in Pennsylvania is turning the car on and stepping away from it. You can't, you know, a lot of people like to do that during the winter time to let the car warm up. And some people like to do that during the summertime to let it cool down, when in reality, no matter what you do, you have to be inside the vehicle while it's running.
Oh, I didn't know that was illegal. For all those people that have the remote starters.
Any questions? You'd be surprised how often, if you go back to that driver's manual that we all used to learn to drive when we were 16, 17 years old, how many things are spelled out clear as day in it. And that's, I'm often referencing it for things like, I think the last time we talked, I brought up how people were hanging masks and things off of their mirrors. Well, that obstructs your vision. So, you know, you're actually not supposed to hang anything on your mirror while you're driving your car. You know, so like there's a lot of things that if you have any questions, just find the latest version of that driver's manual, and chances are you're going to find it spelled out pretty clearly. When it comes to heat, the other thing you want to keep in mind is the cooling system in your car, not the AC itself, but like, you know, we're talking about the coolant and the system that is designed to keep your engine from overheating, because it's working overtime on days like this. And if you're not getting that coolant checked according to what your manufacturer recommends you do, you could be running into some issues with using old coolant that is broken down, and that could lead to other components in your cooling system breaking. And trust me, that can be pretty expensive.
And I was thinking tire pressure heat causes the tires actually to expand. And if you don't have proper tires, that can be an additional issue. I mean, there are a lot of things to consider. But back to your point about starting your car and not being in it, I didn't know there was a regulation, and now we have this new regulation. To your other point about blocking your view, I notice a lot of people are propping their phones up in sight of the windshield, even though now it's illegal to operate your phone in your hand while driving.
If you're gonna prop up your phone so that it's not in your hands, you know, let's say you're going to use your GPS, you want to prop it up somewhere that it's not in the line of sight with your window. I mean, look, here's another area this comes up a lot. It's folks who have handicap placards. You want to put that placard or parking placards, maybe for where you go to work. You put it up when the car is parked, but you got to remember to take it down once the car starts moving again. And the same thing goes for, you know, masks, fuzzy dice, whatever you have hanging in the window.
A lot to consider. Jim, appreciate the time as always this morning. Thank you.
Sure. Anytime.
AAA's Jim Garrity. See, Aaron, you didn't know? You can't leave your car running while you're not in it. I never heard that before.
No, I didn't know that. I was actually cackling in here. I was like, oh my gosh, he just caught everyone red-handed.
You are illegally operating a vehicle, Aaron. I won't tell anybody, though. Meanwhile,
please.
Yeah, it was so hot getting in the car yesterday. If you have shorts on, you know, and you have dark interior.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
It's not as bad as the old days when they used to have vinyl seats.
Well, and I was listening to him with the cooling. The cooling, too. My cooling, whatever, light has been on where it's like, hey, refill this. And I'm thinking like, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No,
I'll get to it. He's like, do not do that. So that was good information.
Well, good. You got stuff to do.
Between Israel and Iran, announced by President Trump last night, didn't last long. Israel says Iran launched a series of missile attacks after the ceasefire started. Speaking to reporters, President Trump said both countries have violated ceasefire terms.
We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the they're doing. Do you understand that?
And why? Well, in terms of this Iranian attack, here's CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
You have various groups who have the power to conduct military operations. You have the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. You have the Quds Force. You have the military. And now that the Israelis have killed a large number of senior military leaders, have we fragmented that Iranian leadership to the point that these various groups now perceive themselves as being able to operate as independent actors. So could any one of them decide independently that they're going to continue to conduct attacks?
That might explain why, you know, several hours after the ceasefire was announced, there were more rockets.
And President Trump says he's going to try to restrain the Israelis. We have a new development on that that we're working on in the newsroom. That'll be in our 8 o'clock news. Today's Pittsburgh City Council meeting will feature a measure to reduce penalties for prostitution from jail to a fine.
I just don't want to have them charged with a serious crime, a penalty that makes it so that they potentially can't leave the industry.
That is Teresa Nightingale with the Coalition for Safer Sex Work.
I have a list of things that they're going to discuss in addition to that. One is protections for people who have married someone of the same sex.
And tickets to see the Savannah Bananas at PNC Park in August are in high demand, and they're now very expensive.
And I heard, my brother said, hey, we're trying to get tickets to, you know, the Savannah Bananas. And I said, yeah, I knew they were coming. They're coming on a Friday and Saturday at the end of August. And I thought, well, how tough can it be? Apparently, his wife was in the queue and found out she couldn't get tickets, right? So I just started going online and looking. The cheapest ticket I found in the 300 level is $252.
Well, that's better than what you found earlier. It was higher than that. It was like 370 something, right?
A little lower if you want to be first base, 327 per ticket now.
Wow.
This is crazy. And I saw some, Paul, as high as $1,600 for a ticket to see the Savannah Bananas. What are we doing?
What? I mean, I don't think I would want to be known as a person who spent $1,600 to watch the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball, right?
Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.